Well, after the pomp and circumstance for, of course, Mr. Biden and Kamala Harris, three senators were also sworn in by the new vice president, one her own replacement as the new senator from California, the other two, of course, the two new Democratic senators from the state of Georgia.
And that now tips the scale of balance for Democrats. So what is the future for the Republican Party? News Nation's national political correspondent Dean Reynolds joins us now with some perspective tonight. Dean.
Marnie, all of the pieces have now fallen into place to ensure Democratic control of both the Congress and the White House, which begs the question, what do the Republicans do now?
The chair will administer the oath of office.
With the addition today of two Georgia Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, to the U.S. Senate.
Congratulations.
There is now a 50-50 split in that chamber. But Vice President Kamala Harris gives her party the tie-breaking vote, and with it, the chairmanships of all the committees. And because the Democrats also have a slim edge in the House, it adds up to an advantage for President Biden, at least until the 2022 midterm elections. And yet the Republicans have been in worse shape under previous Democratic administrations when they were far deeper in the minority. So we asked Pat Brady, a Republican Party strategist, how the GOP will navigate the new normal.
Well, that's a good question. A lot of the determination of where the Republicans go kind of depends on where the Democrats go. And if the Democrats decide that they're going to take a very progressive far-left agenda with a basically an even split in both chambers of the Congress, then the Republicans are going to just should stay in the center. And I think they'll be the voice of reason. I think electorally they'll be have a lot of success in 2022.
We wanted to know if there is a risk for Republicans who may be tempted to work with a centrist President Biden.
I don't think there's a risk to working with him. I think there's a bigger risk, given what we've had in the last 4 years, for the Republicans to stay on the extreme and the be the vocal and screaming and yelling and too far out there party.
Still, the Republicans may have another problem encapsulated in one short sentence today.
We will be back in some form.
However unlikely a comeback by a twice impeached president may be, his party will have to decide whether to make a clean break with him and risk losing his fervent base, or curry favor with that same base by styling themselves as the vanguard of a Trump resurgence. Polls show a majority of Republicans think Mr. Trump won the election he actually lost. Their sense of loss is fed by ever-present conservative radio and television commentators demanding no compromise with the new administration. And yet the same polls also show Mr. Trump's overall popularity is sagging, especially after the Capitol was besieged by rioters who even Republican Senator Mitch McConnell said Mr. Trump had deceived and provoked.
If he wants to come back, you know, I don't know what role that's going to be.
Well, one role could be as a candidate again in 2024, but keep in mind that having been impeached last week, Mr. Trump still faces a Senate trial. If he is convicted, it could very well bring his clout and his political career to an end. Marnie?